Straight through 9 months.
And it's the summer months, you see. I worked summer months too, but I worked with them in the project in the summer.
I see.
Well, teaching, they wouldn't come to classes in those months.
Mm-hmm. But you go around. No, that sounds, you probably worked then with the county agent.
Those county agents there, they work with 4-H boys. They had projects too, you know. And a lot of time, my boys were a lot of time the ones the 4-H they used, you know, in their 4-H projects. Well, most of them were. Well, I know a lot of time they would have demonstrations and they boys would have different kind of projects and they'd work on them up there, you know. It's like we had boy had one on short circuit, you know, and they all that electricity and a whole lot of stuff that these 4-H folks would do, you know. And we worked on it up there and built up some little apparatus there would, you know, demonstrate, you know, what a short circuit was like, and it, so we kind of worked together there. County agent and they would come up and hold meetings, you know, with Bob Boy.
You miss working with young people?
Yeah. Well, little, not he last year. I guess I just probably got to the place that I'm about ready to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids are much different from what it was back then, you know, and it's just hard when you go into class and you work with a bunch of fellas and all like they're interested in nothing, you know, and you're working. That's what this bunch of these lads, but now you're back, well back here. You got, they done pretty good work and it showed quite a bit of interest, but in the last few years, and it looked like they were interested in nothing. It's hard to get them to motivate them to.
Yeah, well, I guess that's true of every field. I mean, it isn't just agriculture.
Yeah, well, I guess so. They see, just, I don't know. They just don't see, you know, I guess they don't see no need for too much. I guess maybe this might be his fault of the past. They just not, might not be working enough with them to show them that need, you see, and take enough interest in them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would be frustrating if you enjoyed teaching. It's frustrating to try to work with people who don't care.
So. Okay. That's it.
When, what did youngsters used to play play with around the farm? Did they have a board?
Yeah, well, they used to ride stick horses, you know. I saw a little boy riding stick horses the other day, you know. Right in the country, stick horses, you know. They get them a wheel and put two, they like a wheelbarrow and push it. And make them a little wagon, wheel and make them wagons and things.
Did they have on a horse or whatever that is, a board that would go up and down?
A seesaw.
Childhood.
Yeah, well, they had a seesaw.
Did they ever have
swings and stuff like that?
How about a homemade gadget? Would it be a pole with a plank on and they could go around?
Pole, I don't know about.
Sometimes people call that a flying jenny or
a flying jenny. Well, you didn't see too many of them. I don't remember seeing them.
And did they have things that blew through?
Well, they made it take these canned, you know, and I don't know, they put little slots in it and blow through it, you know, whistle, make it whistle.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever, could they afford anything like a